Yeah, call a case of State of Wisconsin versus Michael Switalski.
50-year-old Michael Switalski stood shackled and in handcuffs before Marathon County Judge Greg Huber and waived his right to a preliminary hearing, ensuring that he will stand trial on 8 counts of possession of child pornography. Switalski has been placed on leave at Wausau Newman Catholic High School, where he teaches religion, law, and history, and coaches varsity boys soccer. Defense attorney Richard Lawson and prosecutor Teresa Whetstone both say Switalski's good reputation doesn't matter.
Doesn't complicate the case at all from my point of view. He should be treated like everybody else. The upstanding character doesn't have anything to do with the facts in the complaint on these types of cases.
Justice is the same regardless of your standing in the community. So whether you're wealthy or whether you're poor or whether you hold a position of high respect or authority, the facts and the justice system should treat you the same.
Switalski is accused of ordering child pornography from a Toronto company that is now out of business. Whetstone says the videos contain nude scenes of young boys showering and playing together, but did not portray sex acts. None of the images involved students at Newman. Switalski is only accused of possessing the material.
The information we have at this time, it's that he was in possession of the child pornography, not that he was participating in the acts or that he was involved in making of the child pornography. At this point, we don't have any information like that.
Michael Switalski could face up to 200 years in prison if convicted. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.